Leaders of the Balkan nations and neighboring countries are in Brussels today. They're holding an emergency summit on how to handle the influx of tens of thousands of migrants crossing through their countries. Most are en route to Northern Europe. These countries want to slow the mass migration. They also want international aid to help manage the people already there. Some individual citizens have answered that call. Lauren Freyer reports from Slovenia.
Go back. Police are overwhelmed at this migrant detention camp just inside Slovenia. So many people have been streaming in from Croatia, there aren't enough beds and food to go around. A metal fence separates the camp from a forest, where I catch a glimpse of color, people in tents 50 yards away in the woods.
German, Austrian, Spanish, Australian. There's also some Swiss people and Argentinian. So it's a collective that kind of, I guess, answered the sort of call out in a way.
A collective of volunteers, says Joe O'Dwyer. He was backpacking around Europe a few weeks ago when he saw Afghan refugees hauled off a train while he was allowed to stay on with his Australian passport.
So in that moment I was just like, you know, how can I just be traveling around on this magic passport? I have to go and do something.
Through social media, he linked up with dozens of people from all over the world who've left behind jobs and families to set up this camp in the forest, where they cook up to 1,200 hot meals a day in big industrial-sized metal soup pots over portable gas stoves to supplement what Slovenian authorities are able to provide refugees. Lasse Tila from Germany is one of the cooks.
Sometimes we arrive at a place where there's 200 people and we say we have these big pots, we can provide food for everyone, and they say, oh, we don't want a riot here. So we have to negotiate, and then it usually works. There's not a riot. You know, people are able to form a line and it's okay.
I wash the dishes.
A German political scientist, Duru Stephenson, washes dishes and tracks the flow of some 50,000 migrants on a huge homemade map of Slovenia's border.
I didn't make it, but my friend made it, and I'm very impressed by it because you can see the different borders and the train roads and the names in Slovenian and in Croatian language, so you could find where it is very quickly and easily.
They have a tip line manned 24 hours. Justin De Bondi's job is to drive up and down the border, watching for incoming trains. He tells the cooks when to get the pasta boiling. Everything is run on donations.
We don't have uniforms, we don't have big shiny Red Cross suits, and we all look like we've slept an hour.
He says it's exhausting but rewarding. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Petišovce on the Slovenia-Croatia border.